Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello and welcome back to the podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. So today I want to talk about statics and videos because the whole world has gone mad about video. And I'm going to sort of stir it up a bit because kind of don't agree. And this isn't just the top of my head. This is every client we've got pretty much having great results for static. So let's get into it. Welcome back, everyone. So statics, carousel, video, long video, short video, reels, all these different options you've got for your ads. And it can become really, really tricky of what to do. I would say that 80% of the clients and my ads clinic's clients come to me with a video and say they want to do a video. That is their content of choice. Without testing, without doing anything in there, the first thing they're thinking of, and you guys are probably thinking the same when you're thinking about this, is you've got to get a video done and get content out there. Right. I'm going to basically tell you you don't. Because I would say the majority of the time, better conversion results. And what I mean by conversion is, let's say we're doing lead gen or we're doing purchases. I get better conversions when I use static. And second to that, I've always been on the fence with carousel. But carousels, again, lately, I'm seeing some really good results, whereas I probably didn't see that many good results in the future. So I want to sort of go over these with you and get you to think about why you want to be using static just as much as video, or static over video, and stop worrying about getting videos done. So the worry that comes from getting videos done is the fact that unless you're just going to speak to camera, which is great for certain kind of ads, but you've got to be good. Your content's got to be good. You've got to come over confidently. If you can't do that, you've got to pay someone to do it. So it starts to get quite complicated and people start putting these things off, or they look at these new AI platforms and see if they can create something. And essentially for what? So this is what I think about video. So a video is a way to get someone to engage and learn about your product. But I don't find that you get a conversion as often as you probably could using a static. So for retargeting, for all different types of content generation where you're trying to explain what your product does or gauge interest. So I see it all the time on Reels and on TikTok where I'm scrolling through my feed, something gains my interest. You know, it's got a perfect 3 to 5 second hook right at the beginning of the video, telling me what the video is going to be about rather than what, and I'm being completely serious here. We have some clients and we're talking big brands who say, here's the content we want you to put out as an ad. And the first, no joke, 5 seconds is their logo loading up. And it's kind of like, everyone's forgotten just how quickly we are absorbing content and making decisions. And what I mean by that is, I read a stat the other day where it says that goldfish, you know, we know the whole saying that a goldfish has a 5 second attention span. Well, it's now come out that humans have 6 seconds. So we are essentially, I would say, as stupid as a goldfish, but we always sort of think that a goldfish is stupid. But their attention span is 5 seconds, ours 6. We are making a decision within 6 seconds. Now, the problem with a video is, A, the first 5 seconds is usually rubbish. People are talking about themselves or got nothing going on. The camera's scrolling across the countryside before any kind of content comes into play. So you've already lost the user. And secondly, we're having to take in that content for like 15 to 30 seconds, which as I'm scrolling, I'm not watching a video to then click through. I just don't think people are doing that. People are watching videos, dropping off after 25%. Like we'll class a good video as a video that gets people to engage up to 25% and then very slowly drop off, because we're always going to get drop off. But the more people we can keep towards the end, the better. But then we're expecting that person to click through and go, yep, I want that. And it just doesn't happen as much as I think we all think it does. And I think we've all just fallen into this world of TikTok, Reels, everyone's doing video, it's video, 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 video. I think we're stressing ourselves out with trying to make these videos, paying people to make these videos, and then essentially at the end of it, not seeing the best results. So static is a great way to get your ads visually straightforward and they are less distracting than video ads. So they're simple, we don't find them intrusive, and we can absorb the information quickly rather than watching a 15, 30 minute long video, which is great if we're still sitting on the fence with stuff. And I'm not saying this is the be all and end all. Like if you've got a full funnel and you've got the budgets to do it, then fine, do it. But here's an example. So we've got a cat food company. I'm not gonna say their names, but we have just launched a fantastic offer, which is get a free cat food pouch. Okay, this like tuna loin thing. And this is going out to the same audience, cat lovers who also interested in cat food. So that's the little stack we've got in Facebook. Okay. We've got three videos and three statics. The statics have come out at 6p a conversion. And when I mean a conversion, we're asking for the name and address of the individual, the cat's name and the cat's date of birth, which is a drop down of day, month and year. Now, I'm not even using pre-filled. So you know, with lead forms, as you know, it will automatically pre-fill from Facebook. I've decided, because we're sending these out in the post and it's quite expensive, I want the consumer to actually put in their house name and address and postcode, simply because if it's incorrect in Facebook, we're going to get a load of goneaways coming back. And what a goneaway is, it gets the wrong address, address doesn't exist anymore, and it comes back to us. So I don't want that cost. So I want the consumer to actually put in their details. So this is something that we actually put through. We thought it was going to cost about £3.50. This is actually costing 6p. Now, all the statics are costing 6p, but the videos are costing more like 45p. That's like six times the amount of money. I know it's still not a lot, but when you're talking about high volume, that's six times more to get someone to click through from a video. Now, the videos are 30 seconds long. It's a beautiful cat. At the beginning of it, for the first four seconds, it's the actual offer itself. That's gone at the beginning. And then we watch this cat. Now, how many people are watching that video and then seeing it and go, I'll come back, or not even thinking? They're just in this scrolling phase where they just forget to actually click through and they carry on with their video watching on TikTok or on Instagram. And another stat here is that people actually scroll the height of the Eiffel Tower three times in a day. So you've really got to get someone's attention. So the static that we've done is actually stopping them. They're reading it, they're taking that information, and then they're clicking through. They know what they want. And I think the thing with Instagram and Facebook is that we're still, as consumers, we know that we're being advertised to. We know that we're being stopped with an advert, okay? With TikTok and Reels, we're not expecting adverts to fall into it as much. We're just not. So statics, for that reason, they're less intrusive. They require less time from the attention of the viewer. And we can put everything we need to do put in there really, really quickly. A static at the same time is still really, really good. Great click-throughs, great conversions, because it allows you to storytell. So carousels allow us storytelling. They engage users to swipe through images to get the complete message. We're able to use visual variety, so we can mix up visuals and text in carousels to keep the user engaged and provide different perspectives, okay? They're in complete control. They can go backwards and forwards. They can take in the information they want. So when I'm watching videos and I've missed a bit, or I want to watch back on something, you know, you're starting to have to scroll back, and it's like you're editing your own sort of video on your phone, and it becomes a little bit annoying. Plus, with statics and carousels, we don't have any problem with loading. So if we're in a bad area or out on the road or we're in a train or something, we're not having to wait for the video to load. So I'm seeing this static versus video across most of our clients. We even have a client as well that does baby products, like freebies for mums expecting babies. Now, the majority, I would say, bar, we do a lot of ads for them. Three ads are static and the rest are video. And they're really good videos, straight in for the first 5 seconds, telling you what you're going to get, showing someone going to pick up these bags from Boots, etc. Now, when we look at the end of every month, we've got our like top three ads, and there is always a static in there. And these statics go back, we've been using them for like 2 years. Really normal statics, which is what the offer is, exactly what they see, they can get it, they may have heard of the brand, and they can just click through. So in conclusion to this podcast, I don't want you to get completely wrapped up on using video, starting to get anxious about getting a video done, it's starting to delay your advertising with your product. Just go onto Canva, get your offer, and that's what I mean, really important there, you need an offer, okay? You are the audiences, the way you optimize your ads, whatever it might be, the offer is going to get people to click through and convert, okay? So make sure you've got a really good offer and just stop getting hung up on the videos. You don't need to. Canva can do it. Going to Canva is simple to use. I'm sure most of you are using it already. Get a static done. Do a couple of different variations with different hooks, different headlines, different colors, etc., and just get it out and get some ads going and get some conversions. I hope that helps. And I hope you're sitting there thinking, oh, okay, brilliant. I'm going to go for some statics. I've been focusing on videos and it's stressing me out. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.